In this episode, you're going to find out how video and strategy helped Wirebuzz lead a very successful Kickstarter campaign for Aftermaster HD.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
So in this podcast, you're going to hear from Aaron Rickman. He's going to be joining me in a moment. Aaron is the executive vice president of Aftermaster HD. But first, I wanted to bring in Marcus Krieg. Marcus is Wirebuzz's director of strategy. Maybe you've heard Marcus on other episodes of this podcast, but really everything starts with strategy. And so it was important that I got Marcus in here to talk with you about what it takes to be successful on Kickstarter and, you know, why video and some of those elements. So Marcus, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
So dude, this was a fun project for us, this Aftermaster HD Kickstarter campaign and getting to work with Justin Timberlake's team, just really smart, innovative group of guys. So what does it take? Let's start at the very beginning. What does it take to be successful on Kickstarter?
Well, there are a lot of things, obviously, that go into successfully launching anything. And Kickstarter is its own beast. So there are a variety of things that you need to do and make sure that you're taking care of in order to be successful. So, for example, you obviously need to have a great product. It needs to be different, unique. That's gateway to entry. If you don't have that, you probably won't stand out in Kickstarter. The next thing you're going to need is you're going to need great multimedia. These tips all come directly from Kickstarter in terms of how they choose staff picks. Staff picks have an 89% success rate. So these are the things that Kickstarter tells you are essential for you to be successful. So great product, be different and unique. Make sure you have great multimedia. That means high-res photos of your product that look nice, a video that performs well. You also need to avoid gimmicks and hype. So don't overhype your product. Tell people the truth. Don't try to use gimmicks like fake banners or logos on top of your images that make it look like a staff pick. A lot of people have been doing that. So avoid those gimmicks. Make it very clear what you're doing right away. If people have to scroll down the page, if the staff has to scroll down the page, they're probably not going to end up supporting your campaign. So make sure you get to the point very quickly on the page. People don't have to scroll down to see what you're trying to do. You also need to avoid being edgy or risque on your Kickstarter page. It's okay if your product is, you know, serving some specific element or some specific audience, but you need to avoid being pushing the envelope too far. You got to keep in mind that this is someone else's brand as well, and you need to reflect positively on the Kickstarter brand. So avoid being a little, you know, too edgy. And then lastly here, you need to make sure that you are getting traction early. And that means you have to understand the Kickstarter algorithm. You have to set the right types of reward tiers. You need to get people mobilized in as quick a period of time as possible.
All right. So that's, you know, you really bring up a good point there. You know, a lot of people may not understand the message a solid start on Kickstarter sends. And so let's talk about that for a moment. What's the importance of the first, like, let's say 2 days on Kickstarter? What do people need to know?
Well, you should come with about 30% of your backers in hand.
Okay. Tell me what that means.
Okay. So when you're kickstarting, people who fund your campaign are considered backers. You need a large number of backers, you want the backers to give you a lot of money, and you need that all to happen in the shortest period of time possible.
So when you say you need to have them in hand, what you really should be doing before you even launch is you need to be getting your network of financial backers that are going to apply gas to your campaign by, you know, buying and doing that in the first couple of days because it sends the right signals.
Absolutely. So the way that it works, it's Kickstarter is an algorithm. It uses an algorithm. There are way too many projects for them to feature all of the projects on one page. So the difference between performing well in the first few days and performing well over time is actually very significant. So if someone has to click five times to find your project on Kickstarter, it's very unlikely that someone who's browsing Kickstarter recreationally is going to find your product. But if you're two or three clicks in, you now have a much better chance of people finding you. So you have to think about how that algorithm is going to move you up those pages so that you have more exposure. And that means as many backers as possible. That's the $1 reward tier is so valuable. And that's within a given day. So the amount of backers you get today, the amount of backers you get tomorrow, that affects you, your popularity on Kickstarter and how much exposure you get. But then you also need to make sure that you're getting enough funding per backer and enough funding overall. So for example, you would see people who have VIP reward tiers. So things that are much, much more expensive than the actual product that they're selling. You know, for example, with this project we did with Aftermaster HD, they actually had a studio session with Rodney Jerkins, you know, Darkchild. He is one of the leading producers in the world. He has dozens and dozens of platinum records to his name. And being able to record with him.
He wallpapers his wall in the office with platinum records.
He gives them away to other people he works with.
Right.
He's got so many. So being able to, as a musician, as an artist, have an opportunity to pay $5,000 to sit with Rodney Jerkins for a day, worth it. Someone was going to fulfill that reward tier. That one person was going to back you $5,000. So that helps you with the second aspect of the algorithm, which is the amount pledged per backer. Both are very important. So you need to have people in hand, ideally people who already know, like, and trust you and believe that you're going to be able to fulfill. And you roughly want about 20 to 30% of the backers to back you on that first day, which means you don't have exposure yet on Kickstarter. Kickstarter will not drive the traffic you need to succeed. You have to drive the traffic from elsewhere. So that means Kickstarter should be the very last thing you do. Once you need to make sure you're building an interest list, right? You can do that through various ad formats. You can do that through blogging. You can do that through podcasting. There are a lot of different channels.
Even your own personal database.
Your own personal database. You may already have enough people in your database to get you to your funding goal. Your friends and family. Awesome people to reach out to, sending a personal note. One of the things that I've seen a lot of people succeed with is writing 100 personal emails to all of your friends, and you just shoot those off one at a time. It's very manual. It takes time. But those types of things, having those all in hand and ready to go the day that you launch, is critical if you want to make sure that you're able to get ranked.
All right. So we were talking with this came up yesterday. We were having coffee with a client who's going to be doing a Kickstarter campaign, wrapping it around video. And what we let them know, which I think is important for anybody listening right now, is you have to have this whole strategy laid out long before you click go on your Kickstarter campaign, because when go time happens, that's when you have to unfold all the stuff you've already pre-planned.
Right. You need all of the assets pre-written. You want all of your social media posts ready to go. You want all of the press opportunities, all of the people who you are sharing your product with in advance, so that they will write about it on their blog, share it with their larger audience. You want all of those press packs ready to go. You want them to have the articles written and ready to go to publish on day one.
And that was one of the cool things about the Aftermaster campaign, was how the tech writers and reviewers were already ready to help jump in and support. So when it was go time, all those assets were in place and the backers were in place and the video was there. And so it made the project almost foolproof once it started.
Right. They had a large number of people already ready to go in and purchase the product through partnerships and friends,
right,
and throughout their organization. And so they had a large number of people who were already going to go and buy the product. The other aspect of that is that they already had set up well in advance, before they'd even spoken with us initially about the video. They had already sent out some prototypes to bloggers and tech influencers to try it out and pull together 20 different posts, product reviews on different blogs.
Which was awesome, because that would have been the same advice we would have given them.
Absolutely.
But they were already one step on that, right?
Right. Their PR team was on the ball with that one.
Super, super. All right. So in a moment, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to have Aaron Rickman, the Executive Vice President of Aftermaster HD, joining me. But before we do that, Marcus, help me clear this up. Let's talk about video for a moment. This is Video Marketing Mastery. It would be fitting to explain. Plus, with Kickstarter, you need video in order for it to work. So how do videos factor into the success on Kickstarter, and what makes a successful Kickstarter video?
So to answer your first question, a video on a Kickstarter page is absolutely essential if you want to have a high chance of success. If you don't have a video for your Kickstarter project, you have a 30% chance of getting funded, 1 in 3. If you do have a video, you have a 50% chance of getting funded, one and two. That's a 70% difference. So just having a video, and that doesn't even speak to the quality. There are a lot of videos on Kickstarter that aren't even very good. And so quality also matters here. So to answer your second question, you know, what goes into a good Kickstarter video? Well, first of all, quality. And the reason why quality is so important is maybe not what you think. It's not about persuasiveness or any of those types of things. It's about, do people believe that you are able to deliver? And the quality of the video, the quality of the images that you're posting on your Kickstarter page, the quality of your writing, these all lend to or detract from your greater credibility as someone who is able to fulfill their commitment. People don't want to back a Kickstarter project if they don't believe that they're actually going to get what they paid for. It's obnoxious and it's annoying. You put your money, it's being held, and then it gets given back to you months and months down the road when the project owner, the CEO, the founder, isn't able to deliver. And so a lot of people on Kickstarter have been a part of this community for a long time, and they've been burned before. So everything that you put forward needs to lend to your greater credibility. So that's the first thing. Some other things that are really important for Kickstarter videos: have a face. Animated videos are really effective. Screen cap videos are really effective. But you know, when you're trying to convert someone, especially on Kickstarter, it wins. Having a face is really important because that's how we're going to connect emotionally. And on Kickstarter, it's not just, ooh, I want that thing, like people are going there to shop. People go to Kickstarter because they also want to support vision. And having a founder on camera who's explaining their vision and their story, that's much more compelling than, you know, having an animated video talking about your product features. So number two, make sure you have a face. The other thing, most people are not going to watch all of the video. So make sure you summarize the gist, everything people need to know in the first 60 seconds. Make sure you do tell the story. People want to know why you're kickstarting. They want to know where the idea came from. These are the interesting insights that drive people to Kickstarter in the first place. Otherwise, they just go to some neat blog or e-commerce site somewhere and buy cool stuff. Then after you've told your story, get in depth on the features, advantages, and benefits of your product. People want to know what they're going to get. And then finally, give people a reason to buy. There's a reason why you're kickstarting. Tell people what that is. Why do you need Kickstarter? Why do you need backers in order to make your project fly? Make sure that you're giving people a good reason. Like, for example, in the case of Aftermaster, they wanted to be able to create a more compact design. They wanted to be able to add additional features to the product. And the development costs of doing so were very, very high at small scale. So they needed to be able to get a large order in order to bring the cost down to a level that was reasonable. So there was a good justification for them kickstarting, and they were able to make a compelling case so that people ended up going ahead and converting.
Well, he's Marcus Krieg. He's Wirebuzz's Director of Strategy. Marcus, thank you so much for explaining not only how to be successful on Kickstarter, but where video fits in and strategy and all those elements and how they come into play.
Thanks for having me.
So to talk about Aftermaster's goals and the results of their Kickstarter campaign, I'm joined right now by Aaron Rickman. Aaron is the Executive Vice President of Aftermaster HD. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Nice to see you, have you back in studio. And Aaron, for people who are just hearing about Aftermaster for the first time, tell us about your product.
So Aftermaster TV is a device that goes in between your cable box and television. And what it does is remasters the audio signal. So when you're watching TV, you don't have to constantly adjust the volume. When you're watching your favorite show and you can't hear the dialogue, you turn it up. Then a commercial comes on, you have to turn it back down, or explosion happens. This device fixes that, but keeps all the audio exciting and fun.
All right. So, you know, it's kind of funny to me because I brought the, when we were filming the video, I brought the Aftermaster device home. I plugged it into the back of my TV. And then after we filmed and got the video ready, I know people were saying, hey, has anybody seen that device? And I forgot it was at home because I was enjoying listening so much to my TV that it felt very natural to me. And you may remember when I called you and I was like, dude, I've got the device. It's at my house. I'm going to bring it in. So, hey, why were you kickstarting? What was that all about?
Kickstarter is a great platform to raise money, but first and foremost for the attention. You get to get a pre-market on your product and get a sense for what your customers want out of it. You get, you know, kind of real-time feedback and also exposure around it that, you know, traditional means of launching products, you just can't get that the same way you do on Kickstarter. So that was our primary reason.
All right. So look, for projects to be successful, you really have to set up goals at the beginning. What were your goals with the Kickstarter campaign?
You know, our goals internally were, you know, we wanted to have it do $10 million and, you know, be a worldwide phenomenon. But realistic goals were, you know, mostly to capture market feedback and, you know, see that there was a need for this product and people understood what we were selling, because we're launching something that's never been done before. And so when you're coming out with a novel product, you know, to be able to introduce it to the market, get that feedback and have the, you know, the value of it proved was truly the goal for it.
All right, Aaron, talk to me about the video now. How do you feel the Kickstarter video helped you achieve those goals?
Well, the video is really the centerpiece of all Kickstarter campaigns. It's the storytelling element that people, you know, they have to be able to watch it and understand and gravitate towards your product. So you really can't run a successful Kickstarter without a great video. So having our video in a way, you know, where it can tell this narrative quickly of here's the problem, here's what we've done to solve it, here's who we are. That's what can truly make a really effective campaign, because the text on the page is like text on any other web page. Nobody wants to read it.
Right, right. I noticed that 85% of all Kickstarter campaigns that reach their funding goals actually have a video on it. So it was an essential piece to helping you achieve the goal.
Absolutely. And there's metrics that can correlate your video views and see what the engagement level is, and that translates over to conversions. So it's an absolute cornerstone to any crowdfunding campaign, and it has to be done right.
All right, so we had you in studio. I was lucky enough to be there that day. That was a fun project, right?
Absolutely.
Did you feel like a star?
Yeah, it's a great time. I mean, it's just a really cool experience to go through the whole thing, but doing it, you know, correctly and professionally, like, this is absolutely essential.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So how did the Kickstarter campaign turn out? Like, did you meet your goals?
Absolutely. Yeah, so our fundraising goal was $200,000. We did about $317,000. We've also extended the campaign on Indiegogo In Demand, which is Indiegogo's pre-sale platform that, you know, you can just extend it indefinitely. And we've done, you know, we're almost at $500,000 on there, and we're looking to push it a lot further than that. And, you know, the video again translates right over there. So it's definitely been very successful for us and very exciting.
You could use that video in the two different platforms.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. So the video was great because it agitated the problem. It showed the problem. It agitated the problem. And then it showed the product in action, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, for us, the getting the message home that we all live with this problem when we're watching television or whatever the media is, that we keep the remote close by. So it's something that everyone can relate to, but you're introducing a new product that, you know, can solve this major issue that nobody really talks about. So getting that message across correctly was crucial, and that's really what the video did for us. And I use that video for other applications, for presentations. It just illustrates the technology, who we are, what we want to do very, very well.
All right. So I know Aftermaster found success after the campaign. I follow you guys closely. And tell me about what happened when Aftermaster HD got to CES.
So we went out to CES, and then we participated in the Showstoppers event, which is a press tour of a variety of different products. We ended up winning two awards and got nominated for another one. But what was really cool about it is that there's tons of products at CES that are gadgets and drones that will follow you, and self-driving cars that are coming out in 10 years. But Aftermaster TV is such a, I want to call it, meat and potatoes device, in that it can go into, it's not demographic constricted for the most part. It can go into anybody's homes and enrich their lives. And I think that's what really garnered us a lot of success and attention at CES, is that people just get it. They say, oh man, I want that. You know, I want to fix this problem at home. And at our product, like I said, was unique at CES.
All right. Well, he's Aaron Rickman. He's the executive vice president of Aftermaster HD. He led their Kickstarter campaign. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
And if you want more information about Aftermaster HD, you can always go to their website. It's aftermasterhd.com. That's aftermasterhd.com. All right. right. So if you want to get the show notes where we've got more detail, we're kind of highlighting all the things that we're breaking down in this episode, by all means, go to wirebuzz.com/16. That's the number, like Joe Montana, big 16 on his jersey, wirebuzz.com/16 for the show notes. So if you like this podcast, if I gave you really valuable advice and information that could be actionable for your business, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And don't forget to please leave a very honest ratings and review. I say honest because I want to learn. I like to polish and perfect so I can continue to bring you the best information so you and your team can become digital marketing masters with video. All right. So that's how it's done. Honest rating and review. And I'll look forward to giving you more info on video marketing mastery.